Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oh, a Podcast, the podcast about playing games, making games, and exploratory surgery, brought to you by Oarak Studios. I'm Paul Franzen, the head boy of Oarak.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm the head map maker and witchwayer of this here road trip.
Oh, that's pretty good. I like that. Wait, was that a reference to something?
This goofy movie.
Oh no, I'm so upset with myself right now.
It's okay, I messed up the start of the quote, so I was quickly trying to Google the entire thing.
Do you want to do it again? You can do it again if you want.
No, it's okay. I actually don't have which way, or Google says that's not a real thing. Aww.
Oh. Now I want to cancel everything and start a goofy movie podcast instead. Man, I feel like I've heard of people doing that before, where they do an entire podcast where each like hour-long episode covers 1 minute of the movie. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I know I tried to get that with one of the Game Cola games. Yeah, no, with Phoenix Wright. But then there weren't enough people who had like played the game or remembered it in depth to like spend 60 minutes talking just about Case 3. Or,
well, that was like a years long project, right? I remember you and I were able to do it for a few months, and then I feel like we got to like the second game like 3 years later.
No. We did the first four cases of game number one, and then case number five of game number one we did on the 100th podcast many years later.
Oh, good times. So what's new? What's going on?
Not much. I'm just always busy with my new job and everything. It feels weird to be saying new job when I've had it since November.
Well, it still feels new, though.
Yeah, but I've got, like, a different shift, so now I'm working until, like, 6:30, and so that's just been interesting.
Good or bad?
I don't know. I haven't, like, missed any of the buses going back home, so that's good.
And, how long is it going to be before we make a visual novel about this job now, do you think?
Let me see. America's Wackiest Taxpayers. Bob is calling the IRS to complain that they haven't sent his refund in. He doesn't know he forgot to sign his return.
Well, didn't you make a Carlton Drew, a spinoff of Francie Drew about finances?
Yes, I did Carlton Drew in the, I'm totally forgetting what it was called now.
That's right, you included it as a side game in Barky Budget, I think.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yep, that's it. And Barky Budget is no longer available, so...
Oh, you took Barky Budget down? Oh, I'm so sad.
Yeah, unfortunately I had to.
Oh, okay. But yeah, the reason I bring that up is because we finally moved into production on the pizza delivery boy who saved the world a little earlier than I had expected to, but... with the Steam Greenlight issues that are happening, I felt like I needed to move sooner rather than later in actually putting the game together.
Yeah, so why don't you tell our listeners what's up with that? Because I've only vaguely been able to pay attention. See, that's what happens when, you know, you work like 10 hours. It's like I come home at like 7 or 8, and, you know, I check my computer and I see, okay, what has everybody spazzed out about today on Twitter?
Well, at least for once it wasn't politics.
Oh yeah.
So Steam Greenlight was the way for indie developers to get their games released on Steam. Basically, an indie developer could post like a video, a bunch of screenshots, and a description of their game on Steam Greenlight. And Steam users could come in and vote, yes, I would buy this if it were available on Steam, or no, I would not, this game is garbage. And if it got, theoretically, if the game got enough yes votes, then it would be released on Steam, which is currently the only PC platform where anyone can make any money at all.
Yeah, it's interesting because the other ones, like you said, they don't really have a vetting process, and so that's why they don't really make much money, is because they're just, you know, overloaded with garbage.
I don't know if I agree with you that that's the reason. I think the reason is that they're not Steam. They don't have Steam trading cards. They don't have Steam achievements, all that stuff. Like I was reading comments on this one game. I follow a Reddit forum for people looking for good deals on games, and someone posted a good deal on the game, and it wasn't on Steam, and all the comments were, I would get this if it was on Steam. I would love to get this on Steam.
they don't want to make accounts for other people.
That's exactly it. People like to have all their games in one place, you know?
Yeah, that is good. And I think another... yeah, I think you're right. I probably shouldn't say, you know, all the other games are garbage. That's a little harsh. But I seem to remember...
It is true that there are more games of a different level of quality on itch.io than on Steam.
Yeah, I think that... what did Jetty say? Like, you know, college students or high school students made this game for, like, their game development class, and now they're hoping to get rich with that.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
And it's all the same basic matching game, I guess. It's memory, and there are, like, 100 memory clones.
But see, that's sort of the reason why Steam Greenlight is going by the wayside, because I said... theoretically, before, that was how Steam was supposed to work. It was the green light was supposed to be sort of a vetting process. But in actuality, pretty much any game that was on Steam Greenlight for any length of time eventually would get posted. Like, we had games that were listed there for a year. They didn't get very many votes, and they just got accepted, you know, after a year or whatever. Even Cat President, like, Cat President got, it only took a month on Greenlight to get published, and it didn't get, like, more than 50% of the votes that it allegedly needed to get published, I don't think. Like, it was nowhere near what it was supposed to be in order to pass the threshold to get published.
Yeah, so that is interesting. I was going to suggest that maybe Cat President had, what do they call it? It had a lot of heat, it had a lot of votes going at the exact same time, and maybe that's why it got put through. Or maybe somebody from Steam just really likes cats, I don't know.
I mean, it was obviously a really cool game and deserved to get published on Steam, so...
It's obviously not like the project that I worked on for 10 minutes for my high school class.
Yeah. Although a lot of the it's funny, and I'm going off on so many tangents, but it's funny, a lot of the reviews of Cat President are like, it's so much longer and there's so much more to it than I thought there was going to be. Like, why did you think it was going to be short? We said in the description it was 350 pages. But anyway, Steam Greenlight is getting thrown in the garbage heap. And a lot of people think that that's because so many garbagey games were able to pass through Steam Greenlight. And so the system they're now replacing it with, Steam hasn't given a lot of details about this, but the basic gist seems to be that a developer just pays an application fee per game, and then if the game, like, works, it gets published on Steam. That's the new system they're looking at, and they said the number could be anywhere from $100 to $5,000 per game. And that 5,000 number really scares me. I'm going to be honest, I'm not super excited about that.
Yeah, that does sound more like, pay us money and we'll post your game on Steam, yeah. Actually.
I mean, that's it. Like, it's so weird. Like, I don't know how the system is going to be better. I'm curious, because it just seems like if you have the money, it gets published. Like, is that going to prevent bad games from getting published? Do bad people who make bad games not have money? Is there, like, a correlation between those two?
I think that, using the example, you know, the high school kid who just slapped something together for in 10 minutes for his project, yeah, they probably won't have $5,000, but...
No, that's a fair point.
But still, I hear what you're saying in that maybe that's not the right way to revise this, you know, the Steam Greenlight procedures. Maybe, you know, procedures to what they're allegedly supposed to be first.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know what a good system would be, but I'm also sort of on the fence about about Steam and Valve as a curator of games to begin with. I kind of lean more towards being in favor of, like, an open marketplace for games, just because I think there's an audience for anything you want to publish, generally. And I don't think more options is necessarily a bad thing. To bring this back into the beginning of this conversation, the reason I'm sort of rushing the Pizza Boy game into development earlier than I was planning on is because I want to get it published to Steam, posted onto Steam Greenlight in time to possibly get enough votes to pass through Steam Greenlight and not have to worry about this application fee.
Yeah, I do think another way they could probably go about it is, you know, obviously with you posting multiple things on Steam Greenlight, that's something they should take into account is what has your past history been with us? Are you just a brand new person? Or are you somebody who's, you know, successfully greenlit, three or four games at this point?
Yeah, greenlit for only two have actually been released so far, but it's been actually that's an interesting point. Like maybe they could waive the fee if you've already published a game, or if you've already published a game
that's successful enough. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, a successful game, and it proves that you're not, you know, just a high schooler screwing around. That you're an actual serious developer. That would be that might help a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. They also say that the fee is recoupable, but they don't go into any detail, or they haven't gone into any detail yet about what they mean by that. So people are speculating that maybe it means, like, say the fee is $500, that maybe once you make $500, you'll get your money back, or maybe for the they won't take a cut of your profits for the first $500, something to that effect, but they haven't said what that means. And again, like, any amount of money per game is going to be a strain on it. Like, even me having to pay $100 out of pocket to publish a game is going to be not great. So, like, $5,000 is just completely unimaginable to a developer at our level currently.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just that's just a crazy town thing to suggest.
Yeah, we're not one of those giant places, yeah.
What's interesting about those figures, too, the $100 to $5,000, is that they were saying that those were the numbers that game developers provided to them when Steam surveyed them. And, like, who are these developers? I saw someone tweeting about this. Like, they could not have possibly surveyed anybody that they knew, because everyone would have just said zero. $0 is an appropriate number.
Yeah, so they probably didn't survey any of the, indie developers or the third-party ones.
That's sort of what I was thinking, too.
They must have... Gosh, I wish I knew game companies, then I could say. They must have done guys in Canada that used to do Prince of Persia, and they do all those war games where people kill each other.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, Activision is one of the biggest developers around right now. They asked Activision. Activision was like $10 million per
eBay.
Release.
Yeah, no, not
totally
eBay.
Totally reasonable.
It's not eBay. What is
Electronic Arts?
Yeah, that one.
Yes. Yeah, so, I don't know. So that's why I'm pushing. Pizza Boy and I just pushed the Francie Drew and Friends collection onto Steam Greenlight 2, basically in hopes that they will pass in time... Early, they will pass quickly enough that we don't get stuck paying this fee. So, fingers crossed. If you're listening to this right now, please go and vote yes on the Francie Drew and Friends collection.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah. So how is it too early to ask how has it been going? I know I voted for it.
Oh, thank you. You're one of the 29 people who voted yes.
Yay! Okay. So what I'm going to do is actually, I don't think I've shared that with my my group of people.
Yeah.
Because it was interesting with the, actually, I'll go online now and check to see. Because I know we just did a casting call for the pizza delivery game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going extremely well.
It
is
has.
What you said. Yeah.
I've been very happy about that. Yeah, we've been getting tons and tons of emails from mostly your fans and your followers from your YouTube channel of people who want to be in the game. Like, we've gotten people who are actually literally models who want to be in the game, which I think is just incredible. So that's been going great.
Yeah, so it's saying right now, the thing I posted on Facebook yesterday at 7 a.m., it's reached 779 people.
Yes.
Which is amazing, because normally my posts get like 300. Yeah, this one's got 286 people. This one's got 646, 707. Yeah, it's on the higher end of people. I don't know how Facebook decides which things they're going to share with more people, but that was definitely one of the ones that Facebook said, okay, I'm showing everybody.
Well, that was good. That worked out well for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. I'm really excited about this. So, for anyone who's not having a little trouble following, this is our newest game, The Pizza Delivery Boy Save the World, where we're doing an art style kind of similar to what we did with Cat President, where all of the character arts and all the backgrounds are all going to be photographs. And so we set up a casting call for anyone who wants to appear as one of the characters in the game to get in touch with us.
Oh yeah, I was also going to ask, probably something I should have asked earlier. Today I just took a bunch of photos, and is it okay that I was the direction my character was facing? Are they supposed to face directly towards the camera or to the side or what?
We'll see. Actually, people have been sending me different things. I think it'll all work out whatever direction, as long as people aren't facing like backwards. I think it'll all look fine.
Okay, yeah, because I have seen you posted a mock-up photo, I think, on Twitter, and basically it's like, okay, I can see. I tried to basically just duplicate where Doug was standing in that photo.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna work out, and
that's why those are all torso shots, by the way. So people probably don't know what we're talking about. So I guess you want to have the main character like appear in the bottom left hand corner when he's talking.
Yeah, no. So it's actually inspired by this visual novel I've been playing lately called Code Realize on the Vita, and they do this interesting thing where the main character doesn't have like a normal character sprite that appears in the center of the screen. Instead, they have basically the person's face appear in the bottom left-hand corner, kind of on top of the text bar, and you can see the character's reactions down there while they're talking to the person on the screen. And I thought that was cool. I thought that was kind of a clever way to do like a first-person style visual novel, but while still getting the character reactions from the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it looked cool too.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying here. So instead of, you know, doing a full body shot like Paul is saying, it's a torso shot, I suppose you'd call it.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't come down past my belly button. It's so weird, actually, speaking of belly buttons, the baby has an outie belly button now. She was born with an innie, and then it just sort of exploded and became this giant...
Wait, they do that?
Yeah, so I thought, did I cut the umbilical cord wrong, or...
Well, that's what I was going to say. I thought I thought that was where outie belly buttons came from, was from the umbilical cords, but...
No, it's, I'm going to look it up here. This is apparently one of those temporary baby things where she's got, like, well, there's no blood in there, but I mean, it's definitely, I don't know, I'd actually have to look up where, the rest are called by an umbilical hernia, when the stomach muscles don't fuse together properly after the cord stump falls off, causing the abdominal tissues to poke through. Unless the umbilical hernia doesn't heal within a year or so, there's no reason to fix your kid's outie. So it's one of those things where she got a hernia on her belly button, and it should be healed within a year, and we actually did have to get it checked, so...
Oh, poor kid.
I wouldn't say checked, but it's definitely not... it's dangerous when it's hard, because that's when actual muscles or something have leaked out, and that's bad. Oh. I don't know if it's muscles or something, but something leaked out and it's bad and that's not good, so. Random off-topic discussion. We should have a video game about this.
Oh, wow. A video game about baby belly buttons?
Yeah, sure, why not? We'll tie it up to baby acne. It'll be in the princess baby game if we make that.
Jeez. I cannot think about starting any other games right now. the reason I was reluctant to start working on the pizza delivery boy game right now is because we're already working on, you know, two or three different games at the moment. So I was kind of waiting until one of those wrapped up. But Steam Greenlight
took the decision out of your hands.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's fine. Like I can at the very least get enough done of the game that I can record a trailer and take four to five screenshots, which is all Steam Greenlight requires. So my plan is to try to do that by the end of the month or, you know, first week of March, and then just move right ahead. And if we're lucky and the games get greenlit within a month like Cat President did, then we'll be all set.
Yeah. What I was going to ask was... what kind of photographs have you been getting, I guess, from people have been submitting? When people, like, submit their, how does this, do you ask them to send in the photographs with their application? Or do they, like, send in an application? Or do they just send you an email and there's not actually, like, a PDF application they fill out? I'm pretty sure it's like not a PDF.
my only instructions were I ask people to just send me any picture of themselves and then what role they were looking for, and that was basically to make sure that the person's, you know, physical appearance sort of matched with what I was thinking for the character. Like, for example, if the character is a teenage chef working in the pizza kitchen, I didn't want, like, a 50-year-old person to apply to that because it would not look correct.
Yeah, or Mr. Ami, the guy who's in charge of the pizza yes. place, has to look older than the other characters.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't know if old Doug looks old enough, but...
Oh, I think he looks pretty good, actually. I think you did a really good job with him. I mean, he certainly, especially with you cut your hair very short mm-hmm. in between the old Doug and new and present Doug pictures. And I think there's definitely a striking difference. I'm excited to see what it'll look like in the game.
Yeah, me too.
So I was asking people to send just a picture so I know what they look like. Some people actually did go ahead and take all of the pictures for the expressions that we needed and just send them in with their application.
Well, there's some characters where they only needed, like, two... Like, the customer who was vague about the apartment address is excited to get pizza, and then he says something sarcastic, and those are those two lines.
That's true. No, that's fair, yeah. But I found that very helpful. There was also... there was one person who sent me a shirtless picture of himself, which was not exactly what I was looking for.
Oh, so we're going to have to bring back the guy who answers the door topless?
Oh, gosh, we could.
Wasn't that... That was like a line that you put in some at one point.
That's right.
It's like, I don't care how many abs... I don't care how great your abs are. Put a shirt on when you answer the door.
No, it was. It was the first thing you said. I don't care how many abs you have. But yeah, so... Casting call is going great so far. Better than I expected. I've been starting to put some of the art in the game, and I'm really, really happy with how it looks. I think it looks really cool, especially like when you transition from one photograph expression to the next character's expression. I think that looks really cool.
Okay. So what I was going to ask was, I don't know, just something to keep in mind maybe for the next game. It's like, mm-hmm. if we're getting like 500 10-year-olds... It's like, maybe we should have, like, a lot of 10-year-olds in the next game.
I would suggest that our next game should be mostly about 19 to 24-year-old women, because that's been a lot of the applicants. Which is unsurprising, as I feel like, I mean, that's been a lot of your fan base, right, over the years?
Yeah, no, it's all the people who were fans when I was in college, and now we're just old. Well, I wouldn't say we're all old, but it's like, now we're parent age.
But I mean, that's actually really cool for this game, because I like how that we're going to be able to have so many different female characters in the game. I think that's really cool, and I'm glad that we're able to do that because of your fan base.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any casting characters that have been particularly hard to fill? I feel like we left a lot of them open, like any age, any gender.
Yeah, it's been pretty easy, and actually, so we haven't had like a whole lot of overlap. Like there haven't been very many roles where multiple people said they wanted to be that role yet.
Nice.
Except for the female lead.
Finley.
I always forget her name. Finley. Yes, Finley. Finley's had a couple people who want to be Finley. But other than that, it's pretty much just been like, hey, I want to be Mike. Hey, I want to be angry customer. Hey, I want to be the kind of creepy customer.
Well, Finley's the only character with like 100 different photos.
Yeah.
I mean, both because she's like one of the three main characters, she's got like 20 or 30 different poses.
Yeah. I did claim the pizza thief for myself before I posted the casting.
I do remember that.
I called
yeah.
dibs on, and I already took the pictures for that too. And I'm really happy with how they came out. I mean, it's been a very smooth process so far. So what have you been up to? How did the photograph session go? Your modeling session for the main.
So the
character?
Modeling session took kind of. Forever to get it exactly right, I would say, and mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know, I really didn't have time to do it in the morning or the evening. The light was just awful in the morning and the evening. We kind of wanted the light to at least be somewhat similar to the Future Joe lighting.
Yeah.
So we just did it just earlier today, and it went fine. Now that I actually had the list of photographs to take, so I tried taking like two or three shots of every single expression, and that's it. Have you taken your photos yet?
Yeah, that went pretty well. I did that yesterday around like 4 p.m. we had really good light in our living room area, so I just went for it. And I didn't have Lizzo handy to take the pictures for me, so I had like I set my phone up like on the fireplace mantle and put a timer on it and took a bunch of pictures that way.
That sounds great. Yeah. So I mean, Katie was literally just sitting on the couch with the baby in her arms and taking the picture of me while I'm standing against the wall. And I got 4 pizza boxes as a prop, I suppose.
I saw those. Cool. So I didn't That'll be really helpful.
What I thought was my thought process was I took a couple of pictures of me trying to balance like a stack of 4 pizza boxes, and I thought that could be like for a title page of the, you know, pizza delivery boy saves the world. Put a little globe on top of the boxes that I'm trying to balance.
Oh, I like it. Oh, I should. I need to write that down. That's good.
Yeah, that was my idea. And it looks like somebody wrote something on the side of the boxes. I think it's just, it's pepperoni and standard combo. Okay, good. Nobody wrote like swear words on the boxes.
I mean, if there's anything there, it won't be like a big issue to Photoshop it out. Like the hat that I'm wearing in the Pizza Thief character portraits, there was a big logo right in the center of it that I had to Photoshop out in every picture, but it's been pretty easy. That's a great thing about doing this art style already for Cat President, is that I know a lot of tricks for this kind of stuff now. I'm more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually I think you were the one who informed me about the magical thing called the magnetic lasso.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've tried that and it didn't work for me all the time, but some of the time it worked and it was beautiful.
It's like I use that, and then I like. There's some other thing I tweak in Photoshop to get it to like be almost perfectly, and then I just need to go around some of the edges to a refine edge. That's what it's called. So that.
Oh that was the second step that I could never figure out. So I'm glad you figured that out.
Yeah, I mean it's making things go a lot faster. But what's making it slower in this game though is that for each character, I need to make sure that all of the different expressions like kind of look the same, like lighting-wise and color-wise and like sharpness quality-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not as easy as I would have anticipated. Like even within my own set of pictures that were all taken at exactly the same time, like in some images, my face looks a little more orange than the others, or in some like there's like the glow from the sun, glare from the sun, like on my shoulder, and I have to Photoshop that out. So I've been putting a lot of effort into that, just making sure everything looks very, very similar so that when the expressions shift from one to another, it's not too jarring. So that's been more of a challenge than I had anticipated, but I'm figuring that out too.
Okay, and I guess a follow-up question here is... you know, how far did you get with the pizza delivery boy, I guess, to begin with? Because I know you said you've got placeholder art. So, I mean, how far did you get into it before the actual photos came in or started coming in?
No, not very. I had started coding the intro scene, basically.
Oh, okay.
I got some... So, basically nothing. I got some music that I really liked. and some dialogue in the intro.
Because I know you gave me a mock-up of Doug meeting future Doug, and I know that's at the end of chapter one. So it's like, wow, you must have gone all the way through chapter one.
Those mock-ups were just made in Photoshop. Those weren't in the game.
Okay.
That was just what I was thinking it would look like. So have you seen the new screenshots? Did you see the stuff I did with like the dialogue box with like the angular stuff and the yellow outline around it?
Oh, let me take another look at that.
It should be on Twitter. I don't know that I ever actually emailed it to you.
Yeah, I know you sent the one person who was very happy to be in the game.
Yes, angry customer.
Angry customer, yeah. And you wrote, Michael's creepy face is still a placeholder.
Yeah, well, because that was literally supposed to be a creepy face, though, because that's just your character, and that's H. Enchman from Cat President.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I put a lot of work into this. I put like yellow outlines. I kind of made it like angular. The name is angular, and this is complete nonsense to anyone who's not looking at the picture right now. But
yeah. No, it's not just the generic text box that automatically shows up.
That's what I was going for. Yeah.
I wonder is the color going to change like depending on which character is talking, or is it just the character's name's color?
The font color or the yellow color?
I kind of meant the purple color in the background.
Oh, the purple. Oh, geez. I didn't even think of that. It could.
That would be a lot of work, though, wouldn't it?
Like, it would be a lot of work, actually. Changing the font name, the font color would be much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God. Don't even get me started about about the workarounds I've had to do for the stupid text box, too, because... RenPy has a thing built in that you can change. You can have a different text box for different characters. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're doing. We have the same text box for all characters, but your character's expression changes, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a feature that's built in. So what I had to do was I had to completely disable the actual text box that's built into RenPy and, like, build a new one, basically. Like this. So the text box that appears in the game right now, it's literally just like a show action. Show text box Doug is what it currently is.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I need to like hide it whenever there's no characters talking to. Like I need to do all that manually instead of that being built into the game, which I don't think will be as much work as it feels like it will be. It'll be, but it's going to, I mean, it works, which is good.
Yeah, no.
There was no way to do that natively.
Yeah, the pictures look fine. I was just going to say, sort of like, I think that's why in Phoenix Wright, the only difference they have between characters for the text box is that the females have a slight beep, 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 beep faster than the males.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I did not notice at all.
If this ends up being a ton of work, then we won't do it for the next game. But I think it's kind of cool, so...
Well, we've got to do it now. I don't have any full body shots.
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely not changing it for this game. Not after I put all this work into getting it set up, too. And, yeah, like as you say, you've already taken all the pictures. Mm-hmm. So,
anything else going on with the... I guess you've already mentioned basically what you did with the Francie and Friends was you put it up on Steam Greenlight. Mm-hmm. You, let me see. I know you did some work with the Trapped in a Soap Opera, and it looked fine. Did I tell you I was going to add, I don't know if I told you this, but, you know, that game has three storylines, and I was thinking I wanted to rearrange them, because I like storyline number three, so I thought maybe that should be first.
Yeah, I think we talked about that a little last month, and that'll be totally fine, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know why, I don't know why I think that's the best. You know, I had my wife review the actual script, and that was interesting because my original intention was to have the game be more, I guess, serious. Because I got a little tired of, you know, seeing other TV shows or books or movies make fun of soap operas. And they do a bunch of weird tropes that don't really show up on soap operas. I'm like, yeah, soap operas do have pregnancy storylines every now and then. But it's not that... 90% of the cast is pregnant all at the same time every time you turn on the show.
Oh, that should have been now I want that to be one of the storylines.
Yeah, it's not the case that every character has an evil twin. It's more it's more like it's easier to have twins play the little kid characters, just like you know, like with Full House with the Olsen twins playing the baby. So what I wanted to do was have a more serious one that's like, here's something that's more like what you would see in an actual soap opera as opposed to what a parody of a soap opera would look like.
Okay.
Because, you know, I just got a little tired of seeing soap opera parodies from people who actually haven't seen soap operas. They've just seen other soap opera parodies and they're just doing what they think soap operas are like. I think there's an actual category for that on TV tropes. It's like a did not do any research parody.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but you know, I sent it to my wife to review, and she's like, "Yeah, this is okay." It's like it's not very funny. You need jokes, and so I kind of moved the pendulum went back the other way, and so now our main character is just kind of a deadpan snarker who you know, deadpan snarks things. But I feel like it worked well. I feel like I created a nice balance because there are some of the things he makes jokes about that you wouldn't see in a normal soap opera parody, which is like, well, the villain's specialty is killing off characters when their actors' contracts are up.
Yeah, I think it's working well. Yeah, so I'm done. Like, I mean, you had already done a lot of the coding on both that and Who Am I, the other game that's still in production.
That's right. That's the one you've been working on. Tell me about that.
Yeah. It's basically a short visual novel where there's a let's play, like a YouTube style let's player giving commentary on the game while you're playing it. Like he pops up in a little video on the upper left hand side of the screen and makes fun of the game that you are currently playing while you're playing it. And so I'm about halfway through implementing all the video. We got our friend Diana Gray to perform a little bit for the game too, and a couple other people I know on Twitter. So I'm still waiting for some of those videos to come in, but
yeah, some of them should be like one line. I think the one character
they're literally
this is boring. I want to play Minecraft.
Yeah, no, it's like Diana has like I think I counted like 12 or 13 lines, and everyone else has literally one line.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one of those. I'm still waiting on a second one, and no one ever signed up for the third. So I'm thinking I'm gonna put on like a weird Halloween mask and do that one myself. Just because I think that would be kind of funny.
Yeah, it could be one of those weird.
That's a thing that YouTubers do, right? Like I have this
weird outfits. Yeah,
I have a Lucha Libre like Mexican wrestling mask. I thought I'd wear because maybe I could do that and like my suit too. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, and you could have like a logo that says "Mask Excellent."
Yeah. Yes. Well, so I'm probably gonna end up doing that myself unless anyone else gets in touch with me at some point. But yeah, that unfortunately development on that kind of got put on hold as I switched over to
the Pizza Boy, yeah,
getting the Steam Greenlight stuff mm-hmm. all set up.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask if there with the Who Am I, are we gonna have both copies of the game? Like, are we gonna have the copy of the game with the Let's Player and a copy of it without?
That's a great. I'm not sure yet. What do you think?
I don't know. I know I wrote the script both ways. So.
Well, I think I had a note somewhere that said, like, when the player beats the game with the Let's Player talking, we could have a note that says, now you can play it without it. Record your own Let's Play. Don't be mean or something.
Yeah, that could work.
And I think we could do that. Just, like, have it, like, the non-LP version as, like, an unlockable that pops up on the main menu after you beat it mm-hmm. the first time. And then people can do their own versions of the game, which might be kind of interesting if people do it.
It could be interesting, or it could be horrible.
Or it could be horrible, yeah. Oh.
I don't know, Cat President hasn't had too many horrible LPs, has it?
No, most of the LPs I've watched have been pretty positive. I say that with the caveat that when someone starts making fun of the game, I usually close the video and stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't want to subject myself to that. That's actually something interesting to talk about. So I've actually really enjoyed watching LPs of Cat President and one of my other games, A Stranger Comes Calling, because sometimes people suggest things that I'm like, oh, that's a good idea, and then like I might actually put that into the game next time I'm updating it, or like they'll point out typos that I didn't catch that I can correct in future versions, stuff like that. It's like like a weird version of form of beta testing. I get valuable feedback for watching videos that people put on YouTube of our games.
Yeah, so has there been anything with the A Stranger Comes Calling that specifically you saw in like an LP that you decided to put in the second game?
Not really. There is a change I want to make to the original game based on people's LPs. You get to a point in the game where...
It loops back to the beginning?
Yes, it loops back to the beginning, and at that point I have a bit of code that says now you can skip videos if you want, but I never really made that obvious that you could start skipping videos, and there are I've seen several YouTubers recording themselves and complaining that I have to watch these whole things again, and so I need to make it more obvious that you can skip them, or just set it so that you can always skip videos whenever you want.
Okay.
Something to that effect. So I want to update the original game to do something like that, and then I'll include that in the new one too. Just something I hadn't thought of, but it's if people are having trouble with it, then it's something I need to fix.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So is there anything that people have been suggesting to fix Cat President? I know, like, at the Rover storyline, towards the end, at one point, the text box says Frisky instead of just F.
Yes, oh, that was what I was going to mention. Yeah, stuff like that. Like, when people bring that up in LPs, like, I've been correcting them as I'm hearing them. Like, when I, you know, have the wrong character name speaking, stuff like that. So that's been pretty helpful. Besides that, I'm surprised I haven't seen anybody LPing the bonus pathways, like, ever. I haven't seen that at all. I don't know why that
is. Cap President?
Yeah, yeah, because we have the three bonus pathways that unlocked once you get all the good endings. I mean, it's right there on the main menu. It says bonus in big letters.
Oh, that's right. I haven't actually played through those. That would require beating the entire game, because I remember, because you were sending me, updated versions of the game, and I think, like, after the fourth pathway, the game just didn't remember that I'd beaten the first three pathways.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, no, I can't skip any of this text.
And
then it got updated again. And then it got updated again for, like, the final release, and then that just happened. The same problem happened again.
Yeah, in future test builds, I need to remember this. Like, I can turn it on that you... I mean, there's just a setting I can say that you can skip everything. So I should just do that when I'm sending you the test builds. Mm-hmm. I'm always nervous about that because I'm afraid I'm going to leave it on.
Yeah, for the actual game. The
final version, but I can just make a note to myself to undo that. So, all right, I'll try to remember to do that with Pizza Boy so that you don't have that problem.
That's okay. I would want to read all the dialogue in Pizza Boy, though.
Well, that's right, because that's... Because you were saying, I forget when it was, when you were recording your own LP of Cat President or watching someone else's, mm-hmm. you were seeing backgrounds for the first time.
Yes.
That you hadn't seen yet, because I had replaced a bunch of backgrounds kind of last minute.
I was going to ask if you were okay with the, going back to the Pizza Boy casting call.
Yeah.
Some of the expressions I'm reading here, it's like... I put yo in quotation marks. That's an expression.
No, I've been clarifying where I can when sending specific instructions to people. Actually, Lizzo texted me right after she read it, and she was talking about how much she was laughing reading your descriptions of the expressions that we need.
Whatever, I don't care. This is stuff I do when I'm on the bus. Yeah.
No, I liked it. I mean, some of them were quite expressive. I mean, I think a lot of them were pretty useful.
Yeah.
And so far, nobody's, like, I haven't been getting, like, a lot of questions about, like, what does this even mean? Like, people are able to get it. And like I say, I clarify it when I think of something to add.
Yeah, so. Like, sometimes I just put, just a line from the game, like, I was worried about this. Stop making jokes. Oops, I messed up, didn't I? I guess you could kind of figure out.
I think of the stop making jokes one. I think I clarified that it's like annoyed at Doug for making jokes, like stuff like that.
Pretending to be an undercover agent, a little annoyed with herself for ordering pizza all the time instead of cooking. I think I'm serious, really serious, super duper serious. Really annoyed.
Oh. Yeah, I really enjoyed some of those too. We're getting close to the time limit. Should we talk about these questions we got at all?
Yeah, what questions have we gotten?
This is from last month, but we didn't get to it last month. From Elizabeth Pfeffer, she asked, or Pfeiffer, I can never remember. She asked, "Who are your favorite game developers?" Real quick, got any off the top of your head?
I like ERS Studios, I think is what they're called, and Four Friends Games.
I like 1995 era LucasArts and 1990 era Sierra.
Actually, now
and whoever made that visual novel I've been playing, they've made a bunch that are really good. It's the same team that localized the Zero Escape games, Axis games, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty into their stuff as of late.
I was also going to mention Lesta Studio, but it looks like they stopped making like adventure style games and just branched off into making war games.
Oh
my gosh, they've got like two new games. What? No. Oh wait, that's a hidden objects challenge. That's why I haven't touched that game. Oh. Great, I was super excited for it. for just a moment there. No, but they've got a couple of really good games.
And we got a second question that actually just came in while we were recording. From Anna Bernarski, a Game Cola. She asked, pizza?
Pizza. I think Anna, she can get a pizza with potatoes on it.
Now, okay, you just said just potatoes. So did you mean, like, are they cooked? Or did you, like, put a pile of raw potatoes on a pizza?
I was going to originally go with the mashed potato pizza, but now I'm thinking it's just a pile of potatoes. and they're arranged in a smiley face.
Oh, that's really sweet. I like that. It sounds, like, don't get me wrong, it sounds disgusting to eat, but I would like to see it.
Well, we'll have to work it into the Pizza Boy game.
All right, so I think that about does it for this month's episode. Does that sound right to you?
Yep.
Yeah, so you can follow us on Twitter if you'd like. I'm at Paul M. Franzen, and Michael is at Argelfump, which is spelled exactly as it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
You I'm just going to keep saying that. Someone's going to laugh someday. Someone besides me is going
to
laugh.
I think I've got an alternate pronunciation of Argel. It used to be Argelthump.
Oh.
Argelthump. Or Argelthumb. That's it. Thumb. Like the thing on your hand. That's the newest mispronunciation I've heard.
Oh, I think you need to change it to that. That's really good.
That would make so much more sense, but no.
All right, so Michael is Argelthumb, which is definitely spelled exactly as it sounds. You can check out all of our games on Steam or itch.io, or just visit oarock.com for the complete list. Our theme song is Dead Monster by March of the Danger Men. You can check them out on SoundCloud. As we discussed, we have a new game up on Steam Greenlight called the Francie Drew and Friends Collection, which you've probably heard us talking about for the entire run of this podcast. So go, please, if you have a Steam account, go in there, vote yes. And you know, I wouldn't be upset if you left a nice comment, too. There are a lot of people leaving not nice comments, as is tradition on Steam Greenlight.
How would they not like the game?
Nobody likes games on Steam Greenlight. I don't think anyone on Steam Greenlight likes video
this
games.
This is why it was a problem with the Steam Greenlight to begin with.
It's so weird. Even like The Beard in the Mirror, which I think of everything in our library and of the games we've made, that's like the closest to a real traditional video game. Even that got nasty comments, so you know, whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine. Besides that, if you have any questions about game development or our game specifically, we would love to hear them. Please email them to podcast@oarock.com. Anything you'd like to add, Michael?
Nope, that's it. You guys have a nice time and make sure to eat plenty of pizza in preparation for our pizza. Are we going to like have like a pizza party to celebrate the release?
Can we just like do a live stream of us having like our own individual sad pizza parties at our houses?
I could, like, trending is just people eating pizza alone, and that's our release party.
Yes. Yes, I can make one of these dinky little like microwavable pizza for ones that I've been getting from the supermarket. It's a sad, like, it literally says pizza for one on the box, which is just like the saddest collection of words I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, oh man, we should do something. That would be fun. It's too bad we live on two completely opposite coasts.
Yeah,
one of these days.
Well, isn't there like a pizza place where you can order pizza for somebody else? I thought Domino's did that for a while. It's like, I can order a pizza sent to you.
And I'll order one and send it to you.
As a nice thing. And then I think they might have canceled that because it just got too many prank pizza things. But it was a nice idea.
Well, anyway. We'll figure out our pizza party later. I think we still got some time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Has there been any update from Her Interactive yet about the next Nancy Drew game?
Nope.
Ah.
The latest rumor I heard was somebody who claims that, you know, somebody says they have an inside line. They said it's quarter two, 2017. But I think they're at the point where they don't want to say anything about the game because whenever they do, they just kind of get slammed for it not being out. And so I wouldn't want to do it either.
Yeah, that's why I don't like being specific about release dates. Like, I'll just give like a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It might come out in 2017. We'll see. You still there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Well, it's just turned into the Michael Show with Michael and yay. Oh no! Paul sending a message that says, oh no.